SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. We shall respond. The vow from President Biden follows a deadly drone strike by an Iranian-backed terrorist group that killed three American service members at a base in Jordan near the Syrian border. Several dozen people were wounded. Now, just how and when the U.S. retaliates, that remains unknown.
Typically, what presidents do in these circumstances is they ask for a sort of menu of options from the Pentagon, ranging from the least most drastic response to the most drastic response, and they pick one of those, and I'm sure that's what will happen this time around. Any one of those attacks that have happened up till now could have killed Americans. The difficulty is that this one did.
The BBC's Gary O'Donohue, in a statement, former President Trump writes, "This brazen attack on the United States is yet another horrific and tragic consequence of Joe Biden's weakness and surrender." Mr. Trump extending profound sympathies to the families of those who were killed and urging prayer for those wounded. Also at SRNNews.com, as the tax season kicks off, a majority of U.S. taxpayers feel they pay too much while getting too little for what they have to hand over.
A new poll from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows about two-thirds of U.S. taxpayers say they spend too much on federal income taxes. About 7 in 10 say the same about local property taxes. Meanwhile, roughly 6 in 10 feel that way about state sales taxes.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Israel says significant gaps remain following the latest round of ceasefire talks with the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt. But Israel calls the talks constructive, says they will continue in the weeks ahead. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 47 points, the Nasdaq 27 points higher. This is SRN News. Are you becoming more spiritual?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and it turns out that 41% of them say they have become more spiritual over the course of their life, versus 22% who've stayed about the same, and 13% who have become less spiritual. Amongst the groups that are most likely to say they're getting more spiritual over time are evangelical Protestants, black Protestants, and people over the age of 50. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia lawmakers, in a show of support for Israel, have given final passage to a bill that defines anti-Semitism in state law. Sponsors say adopting the definition put forward by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance would help prosecutors and other officials identify hate crimes and illegal discrimination that targets Jewish people. Georgia has a hate crimes law and allows higher criminal penalties for crimes motivated by certain kinds of bias. This is SRN News. A statue of baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson has gone missing from McAdams Park in Wichita, Kansas.
Local police were still searching for the statue of the baseball great and civil rights icon on Friday. There are rewards for its safe return. It was cut at the ankles, leaving only the feet remaining. City leaders say the community is angered, especially with the loss coming just before the start of February's annual Black History Month. Robinson played for the Kansas City Monarchs of the Negro Leagues before joining the Brooklyn Dodgers, which broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball in 1947. George Williams reporting.
Five American Airlines flight attendants and one passenger on the mend after their flight from L.A. made a hard landing on Maui. Flight 271 landed Saturday afternoon. American says the six people taken to a hospital were later released. The flight was carrying 167 passengers, seven crew members. The FAA is investigating. More details, SRNNews.com.